Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline in our 26th year on the air, covering the latest in consumer tech, products and services, all kinds of cool stuff available today and into tomorrow.
Into Tomorrow's coverage of CES Virtual Edition is brought to you in part by AutoStart, comfort, convenience, and security. IFA's CE China 2021, connecting the CE industry to Asia's leading manufacturing and consumer market. Visit cechina-ifa.com. And by Catalyst, total protection for your devices like only Catalyst can design. Visit catalystcase.com.
Our next guest strives to make daily lives easier. Well, that got our attention right away, by decoding human thoughts. Well, that really got our attention. We thought, what, a chip implant? I don't know. We got to find that out. Well, they do this with a next-generation smartphone keyboard. Check this out, especially for all my fellow Androids out there. Welcome the CEO and co-founder of Typewise, David Eberle. Dave, welcome into Tomorrow. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
Thanks, Dave. Well, I'm doing great. We're out here in Switzerland, Europe, and are enjoying the first snow.
Very good. Yeah, we don't get a lot of that here in Miami. glad to have you with us. Tell me about Typewise, first of all, as a company, and then let's get into this particular app and why you found it helpful to provide it.
It was one day, actually, it was also a winter day when my former high school buddy, Janice, sent me a very, very long email. I was just staying over at a friend's house. And he described in that email how he just realized that we're on our phones while, you know, everything is brand new technology, using the latest, you know, the latest chips and biggest touch screens. That one thing that we use about 80 times every day, which is the keyboard, is still based on technology that comes from the 19th century that was created for typewriters.
That's true.
And, and that that's the reason why, and maybe you've noticed it as well, like when you think about it, that typing on a phone is very cumbersome. It's slow, it's error prone.
Oh yeah.
You often wish, if it's more than like a sentence or two, that you had a laptop keyboard, which would be somewhat more comfortable.
Yeah. I tend to dictate almost everything because I find it more painful than hunting and pecking on the small keyboard.
Absolutely. So I think there have been changes also over the past few years since we started the journey. And I think dictation is obviously a big topic. It's also not always usable if you're in a public space.
Yeah.
If you want to do edits to your text, doing that by voice.
Painful.
Go back 5 words and change this. And no, I didn't mean that word, the other one.
Or worse, it actually translates and dictates, go back 5 words. No, that's not what I meant. You know, so yeah, it's painful. Yeah. So that's a good point. And then, of course, trying to zero in on it on your phone is more difficult as well, so that you can go in and just manually delete. And by that time, it's not worth it, which is where apparently Typewise comes in.
We really looked at, hey, how would you design a smartphone keyboard if you were to make it from scratch? And that's like the starting point was really the keys itself, which on the keyboard, on the conventional keyboard, that's one of the main reasons why it's so difficult or why it's so cumbersome, because the keys are very narrow, they're small. Then you have to concentrate, then you still miss the wrong, like you still miss the key, you hit the wrong one. And then worst of all, the autocorrection then does something you didn't want it to do.
Yeah.
And it changes the word into something completely different. And then it just becomes frustrating. So so the whole Typewise, let's say, like typing platform is built around three cornerstones. So one cornerstone is that it's fast and accurate. That's the whole intelligence that's built in. And we can talk about that in a second. The second point is that it's all private. So everything you type, it can be very sensitive what you type, and you don't want anyone that, you know, like any keyboard company to see that.
So privacy, of course, is a concern, even with it's a huge, smartphone yeah. keyboard. I mean, we talk about privacy in sending and receiving emails and clicking links and doing that, but we don't tend to think about our keyboard as a privacy issue, but it is.
Absolutely. Like, that's what I think most users are not aware, is that everything goes through the keyboard. Mm. And now keyboards nowadays, they all have built in like these text predictions. They have autocorrect technology and so forth. We know from like a Google keyboard, from a Microsoft Swift key, for example. But those algorithms, they need to be fed with data. Mm. And what data is it? Well, it's user data. And you can say, well, I'm using Telegram and I'm not using WhatsApp because I want to enjoy privacy.
Yeah.
But you're not thinking on the level before, which is equally important. And that's, I think, the real difference that we want to make is by offering all the intelligence while offering the privacy aspect as well.
David, if you don't mind, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk more with David Eberle, the CEO and co-founder of Typewise. Typewise.app is their website, and we'll meet you at intotomorrow.com. Stay tuned.